The appreciation and the value of women in Christian ministry from the time of Christ throughout the New Testament and even today is amazing. We're going to see where Paul emphasized that in chapter 16 today in the Word. Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer, and you've been following us through the book of Romans. Today, we're going to start in chapter 16. If you've not subscribed, take a moment and push that subscribe button, thumbs up by liking the videos and also getting them out. If you have questions for us, email me at glennschaefer@dlc.tv. Now, let's get right into the scripture beginning at verse 1 of Romans 16. You're going to see in the first 7 verses, Paul identifies believers that are dear to him. In fact, that's true all the way down through most of this chapter of the 16 verses. I'm only going to address some of these today. Of the 7 he first mentions, 4 of them are ladies. And it gives us an insight to the power and the importance of women in ministry in the days of Paul's writings, particularly right here as he writes to the Christians in Rome. He begins in verse 1, I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed, she has been a helper of many and of myself also. From now on, whenever you read Paul's letter, even till today, Phoebe is being honored as a valuable sister in ministry. And he addresses her first because he not only received help from her, but she helped many, it says, and he commends her, receive her in the Lord. Not just in Rome, but wherever she would go, she would be received from Paul and of others, and in a manner that's worthy of saints. He says to assist her in whatever she may need. I don't know if that's practical life needs or if that was ministry-related needs. I can suppose it would be both, that the saints would help her with whatever situation she finds herself in. But obviously, she's an influencer in the church worthy of respect, serving maybe as a deaconess or some form of leadership as she pours out her life in helping and serving so many, including Paul. Then he goes on to verse 3, and this famous couple, Priscilla and Aquila, I think it's interesting that you normally see her name mentioned first. And some Bible commentaries actually say because she was probably the standout between the two. It's not unusual in couples like that, that the woman may have more of a vocal leadership gift and calling. And you see that possibly with Priscilla and Aquila because they're together as a dynamite duo. And I love that when couples serve in that capacity. I remember when I was 25 years old, just getting started pastoring where we are today after nearly 40 years. And I was praying one day and I was saying, Lord, what do you want to do in my ministry? Because that's kind of what 25-year-old preachers do. They're focused on their ministry. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, you will never be more than your wife is. Wow. I knew that was the Lord because I would not have ever thought of that. I knew the devil wouldn't want me to think that way. And I began to pray for her to move into her gifts and callings, the value, because I wasn't raised that way. But I knew that there was some value in us laboring together. Here's an example of a couple that did that. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles. when Paul met up with them, they were tent makers, so was he, and they did business and ministry together. And at one point, they were key in protecting Paul and saving his life. And Paul is acknowledging that it wasn't just for him, but since he was an apostle to the Gentiles, all the churches of the Gentiles, all believers among the Gentiles should thank Priscilla and Aquila. That includes us today. We're grateful to this dynamite duo of ministry, Priscilla and Aquila. Likewise, he says in verse 5, greet the church that is in their house. So they apparently had a house church ministry. Their home, as it was the first 300 years of Christianity, had no buildings, and so they met wherever it was available. It was the church in every place. And particularly, they led this one, and it met in their home, and they gave pastoral care and eldership oversight to that group of people called the church that is in their house. It says, greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Greet him because I remember he was one of the first ones to come to Christ. That meant something to Paul because he had labored there and had seen that happen in that particular area. Then another lady, greet Mary, who labored much for us. We're not told who this Mary is, but she was effective and worked hard in ministry. Then greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, one translation says, this one says my countrymen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. A lot is said right there. Number one, Junia was a woman. This was either a couple or it was a man and a woman who was noted among the apostles. They were standouts among the apostles because they labored in the gospel. And therefore, they were known as those who even came to Christ before Paul. So these were pioneers in ministry. And we see Junia listed, and you can't deny it. Some people have tried to change the name to mean it's a male, but apparently it was a lady leading either with her husband or alongside a team. Wow. When you look in the scriptures and you see the value that each of us have, you can see it in Paul's heart as we continue through this last chapter, remembering people that he had not seen in a long time. Even recalling Priscilla and Aquila's impact upon him that happened years before. You see, he knew their names. He knew them personally because they were fellow laborers. He knew the value of each gift, both male and female. Wouldn't it be helpful for us to take a moment and acknowledge those who have labored with us, who have been valuable to us? Even as I say it, I feel it. Of the men and women over the years who I have so much indebted to, who have labored faithfully in the kingdom of God alongside Amy and I, helping us and us helping them. What a blessing. No wonder Paul wanted to see them so badly. They're all a part of his history. God brings us together in divine connections, that we may labor for his kingdom. May you be appreciative, and I be appreciative of those God has placed in our life as we walk through today in the Word.